Christian Stanfill and always on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Hey, it is 6:11 on this Friday. I am loving the fact that it is Friday. I am ready for a weekend, believe it or not, on my kind of short week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out for a couple days.
I know, but we still need to get through this day.
Yes. Yes, we do.
I need a day.
All right.
Give me a day.
I'll give you three.
What day is it?
3 days.
Okay.
Two of them are real.
All right.
Some of these you might get excited about.
Okay.
We'll see. So, what day is a game? I look at the list of different holidays that are every day of the year. Like yesterday, I think was Cousins Day was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I pick two that are real and I make a third one up and you and Beth guess which is the fake day. Which day is the one that Ryan just kind of pulled out of his hat?
Okay.
So, today we got National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Can't really go wrong with a hot fudge sundae.
No, you can't.
I usually choose the caramel, but you can't go wrong with a hot fudge sundae.
Mm-hmm.
Also, National Baker's Dozen Day.
Ooh.
Celebrating the tradition where the baker gives you 13 items instead of 12.
Ah.
That's what a baker's dozen is.
Okay.
When we sold corn, it wasn't always 13. Sometimes it was like 14 or 15. You basically threw an extra.
Oh, like,
sweet
corn?
Feet. Yeah. Okay. Always, it's a baker's dozen.
Okay.
Who wants to count exactly? So, and then
nice.
National Threading the Needle Day.
Mm.
Thread the needle, about mending and fixing things rather than just buying new stuff.
Okay.
So it's a, I take a look at the rip or the button and I hand it to my wife and say, hey, if you want to fix this, fix this. If you don't, don't. I don't rightly care.
Sure.
Except I do like to save money. So if you can, that's cool. If you can't,
okay.
I'm all right with that.
All
so,
right.
Threading the needle day.
Okay. All right. Well, you know I'm going to rally behind National Hot Fudge Sundae Day.
It's first on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There should be great rejoicing in the land. There should be parades. There should be speeches. There should be...
You could almost skip the ice cream. Just have a bowl of hot...
Don't think that hasn't been done before. Yes, I'd like my hot fudge on the side. Thank you very much. Just
no, on the ice cream and on the
oh,
side.
Oh, of course.
And maybe
yeah.
in duplicate.
That's right, you know. There you have it. Just put my toppings on the side.
In IV form.
Don't think that hasn't been thought about either. It's like you can't find a needle big enough.
All the hot fudge.
It's like, I'll find a vein. No problem.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast. Good times. Good times. National Baker's Dozen Day. That's interesting, too. And I just bought sweet corn yesterday. Did I buy a dozen? No, because I can't go through a dozen ears.
You'd almost have to cook them all immediately and then cut them up and save them. And it sounds like work.
Yeah. Although I have frozen them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just right in the husk, you can do that and be fairly successful with it. So, yeah. And then National Threading the Needle Day. This one's, it's interesting.
Do much sewing these days, Beth?
Actually, I did have to pull out my sewing machine last weekend. Oh, no, the weekend before. Yeah, yeah. I have this T-shirt that I love, and I pulled it out and realized that the side seam was, you know, coming
not
apart. And I'm
great.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Wonderful, because that's going to have to be a zigzag stitch or something, because I don't have a serger. And yeah, it got a little interesting.
I have sewn a button before. I do know how to do that.
Good for you.
Haven't done
good
it
in for you.
Several decades, but I know how.
Yes. Basic. That's a basic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good for you. Okay. So which one's not today? Which one's not today? It had better be Hot Fudge Sunday Day. That's all I can say.
I may not leave the building alive if it's
nope.
not.
Nope. There will be ramifications. All right. Here's what concerns me about Baker's Dozen Day. I you know, you come up with these wonderful descriptions. Does it really go back all the way to the 13th century when this was coined? This I have a little problem with. So I'm going to say you made up National Baker's Dozen Day. Okay.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Now, I think it may go back to the 13th century.
Really?
But I did make it up. So, yeah, this isn't a day at all.
Really?
This is one of those complete fabrication days.
Okay.
So, I do like the baker's dozen because extra. That's
okay.
always a good thing.
So here's my thought.
Uh-huh.
If I were to go somewhere and order 12 hot fudge sundaes.
Would you get 13?
Would I get 13?
Oh. If you know of a place, let us know.
Yeah.
The texting line is
because
8-10-5-5-5-9.
Friday here could be rough.
We could use a lot of hot fudge. You know, if you just buy it in its parts, get a gallon of ice cream and hot, you can make yourself. That's 13 probably. You know, it's
possibly.
Anyway.
I make baked sundaes.
We like hot fudge sundaes, and we are unashamed of that.
Yeah,
here's
that's
Matthew
right.
West, Skinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.